After the race, the cars came scudding in towards Dublin, running evenly like pellets in the groove of the Naas Road. At the crest of the hill at Inchicore, sightseers had gathered in clumps to watch the cars careering homeward, and through this channel of poverty and inaction, the continent sped its wealth and industry. Now and again the clumps of people raised the cheer of the gratefully oppressed. Their sympathy, however, was for the blue cars, the cars of their friends, the French. The French, moreover, were virtual victors. Their team had finished solidly. They had been placed second and third, and the driver of the winning German car was reported a Belgian. Each blue car, therefore, received a double measure of welcome as it topped the crest of the hill, and each cheer of welcome was acknowledged with smiles and nods by those in the car. In one of these trimly built cars was a party of four young men whose spirits seemed to be at present well above the level of successful Gallicism. In fact, these four young men were almost hilarious. They were Charles Seguin, the owner of the car, André Rivière, a young electrician of Canadian birth, a huge Hungarian named Villona, and a neatly groomed young man named Doyle. Seguin was in good humour because he had unexpectedly received some orders in advance. He was about to start a motor establishment in Paris. And Rivière was in good humour because he was to be appointed manager of the establishment. These two young men, who were cousins, were also in good humour because of the success of the French cars. Villona was in good humour because he had had a very satisfactory luncheon, and besides, he was an optimist by nature. The fourth member of the party, however, was too excited to be genuinely happy. He was about 26 years of age, with a soft, light brown moustache and rather innocent-looking grey eyes. His father, who had begun life as an advanced national...